Your pain, Lord God, every bit of laziness that causes us not to step forward in you, It causes me to sit down and think this is life is about as I break it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I break the bondage of every sickness or disease that may be on any person right now in Jesus' name. You came to break every chain. Through the sun sets free, it's free indeed. And Lord God, we refuse to walk around bound when you have set us free. Father, I break the spirit of offense right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, I break. The bondage of pornography over in somebody's life right now in Jesus' name. That chain is off. That chain is broken, Lord God. And we don't just say it, Lord God, but we walk in it. We walk in it, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you are thank you.
Thank you.
He's enjoying it. He said, I think he'd rather be shooting a cannon off right now. Yeah. That's all
right.
Well,
that was way the cannon. Boy, that was amazing.
I know. He said, she's not here. They said, why don't we shoot that off the children's church? I said, because the ceilings are like this, and somebody's going to get their eye poked out or something. No. They said, when we get to the new building, and speaking of the new building,
just to
give you an update of what's going on, because it's getting exciting. It really, really, I mean, I'm getting excited. But we met with this, okay, we're not going to talk about that. We don't want to talk about some things. But we met with two contractors already. We've got three more. We've got an appointment tomorrow to meet with another contractor. And then we've got two more that we believe are going to get set up this week so we can meet with all five of the contractors that are submitting bids. We've already got a favorite. I shouldn't say that, but we do. So it's going to be hard to beat that guy. And if somebody comes in with something better, then he's going to be replaced. But right now, we got a favorite. They're giving us some great timelines that they can get started. And so we're just really excited about it. Once we select one and once we know the start time, you will know immediately. Guess that, I'm telling you, soon that next service, you all are going to know. We're going to party in here. But it is moving along. God is moving, and we're excited about it. Just continue to pray. We want to get a contractor. Now that I know, kind of, like I've had two, and I think I'm an expert now. Not really. But it's funny. I'm just kidding. But we want a contractor that's going to have integrity, that's going to look at the project and not just say, this is what's on the paper, so this is what your quote is. We want a contractor that says, we see this, but we think this will save you money. We think this will save you money. We don't want him to say, well, we'll do this, but we're going to add money to it. We're going to add money. We want him to say, we can do all this, but we can do this to save you money, because there may be some things that obviously we haven't seen that he's going to see. And we want one that is going to come in at a good price and be able to do it in a quick time frame. Amen?
So we, and then the one that, and we want to choose the one that God wants us to choose.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that He's lining somebody up for us.
We will choose the one that God's.
Amen. Because we're going to be in prayer. We have other. Yes, all of us are in prayer for that.
One thing I want you to know is that when we started out, we had some contractors right away that said, "Hey, we're too busy. We're going to be in the next year or two before we could even look at the business." But as God does, we had other contractors that are so excited about the opportunity that they spent money, a few thousand dollars, investigating and doing things for the project that they're never going to, if they don't get the project, they know they ain't getting that money, but they were willing to invest in it just because they're eager about the opportunity. We had an electrical contractor within this that just called us and said, "Hey, listen, no matter who does the building, I would love to be your." Now, I think
it threw me off. I didn't know if you're allowed to do this or not, so I probably
would love to do the electrical piece just because he believes in who we are. And then there was another contractor that said, "Hey, listen, when it comes to heating and air conditioning, we're just going to come in and give you guys a price for your heating and air conditioning that no matter what, we're just going to do it for a certain amount just because you guys are people of faith and integrity," and they were just willing to help us out. So
how many of
God
you here?
Opening up for
us. How many of you here? Mark Dunphy gave that word to us after we got the. It was after we got the land, and he said, "Don't be in a rush." And I'm not gonna remember his whole words, but I've got the gist of it. Don't be in a rush to do something, but allow God to do what He's going to do. And before you know it, you're going to have a $1 million facility only paying half of that for that facility. Remember that. I'm holding on to that word. I'm holding on to that word, and I'm saying, "God, this is what You said." And I'm also, I'm feeling anxious. I'm all the time saying, "I believe that we've got the financing, we've got a huge sum of money in the bank as well that we've saved over the years. The IRS is still in it, but it's not enough to be in my financing, but it's a good chunk for us to have that available. And the bank still believes it's for debt service. I still believe it's to fund this building, debt-free family care. I'm going to go to the next one.
Don't touch that phone, or you will get done. Now listen, Mom wasn't telling you that because she hated you. She wasn't telling you that because she was against you. She wasn't telling you that so that you could make a mistake and back in the Bible and then she could say, okay, burn it. No, she was telling you because the nature of that flame is that if we use it the right way to control, it will bless us, right? When God is revealing these things to us, He's revealing what His foreknowledge is. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's revealing to us that these things are set in place that I cannot give to you. and they took the Ark of the Covenant. And they actually took the Ark of the Covenant into their own land. And the Philistines did not choose to serve God. They were still rebellious. They still had idols. They still had their own gods around them. And they thought they were going to do whatever they wanted to do. And they had the Ark of the Covenant in their land. And I'll tell you what happened the first night. The first night they had the Ark of the Covenant in the room of their gods in the heavens. Of this same God called Dagon, and that's what they served. And I tell you what, that first night they thought they were okay having the Ark of the Covenant in that room, but when they woke up the next day, Dagon was on his face. And unfortunately, they didn't get it the first time. So the next night they stick their little statue and erected their idol back up, and they thought that the Ark of the Covenant would be pleased to reside in the room of their gods. But that night it got even worse because Dagon went down and his hands were cut off and his head was cut off. And then all of a sudden a plague broke out on those people. And before you knew it, they said, my goodness, we're not willing to pretend to serve this God of Israel. And what we have found out is that no evil can reside around the presence of this God. And what we need to do is get him back to his people because we can't handle him. Woo! Come on. I'm telling you right now that people are still in the presence of the presence of the Lord. And I'm telling you right now that we don't trust our sins. We don't trust our presence. We don't trust that which is the whole body of women that creates in our hearts so that we can trust peace with the Jesus who only wants to bring blessing to us. Amen. Remember, I want you to know that God's word is just right because it said, listen, people, we can see God and we can make the matter of Jesus rest in. And I want you to be somebody, I want you to commit to serving God the rest of your life. And so, but I tell you what, even if you choose not to, I'm going to tell you this from here in my house, we will serve the Lord. Are the only gods that's ever going to be in my life, and I will serve them from this day forward. The Bible says that he prayed in the Holy Ghost more than his heart. The Bible says that he fasted and pursued God, and they were more abundantly and said, this faith that's been given to me is not ever going to be in vain. Once I found the Lord, Paul the Apostle chose to make him a priority, and he pursued him with all of his heart. Now, all of Paul's life became this. There were 7 things in one speaker Receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then you can begin to say what God is going to do in your life. Remember, the Bible says that when you receive Jesus as Lord, you become a new creature, everything becomes new, and it's from that day forward that we can begin to say, God, what are you going to do? Thank you. like a wave of the sea driven with the wind of the past. So let him, so let that man think that he got his feet in the water. The double-minded man is a student in all of these ways. I want to spend this time telling you that it's time for Christ to be who will give to me without holding back, and he will help me and lead me, and he will let me make right decisions. By the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want you to understand something, that the minute you say that you are a child of the living God, thank you.